is a Boardwalk Audio podcast.
Morning person alert. I'm definitely a morning person. But you know who isn't? July Diaz. Or maybe he is, and he just doesn't get a lot of sleep. We'll find out all of this and more on today's episode of You're Gonna Have to Convince Me. Hi, and welcome to Convince Me, the show where the Golden Globes try to get the Oscars on board with the Critics' Choice Movie Awards. I'm your host, Jeff Kaufman. I'm sitting across from my co-host, Ben Castle.
Good to be here. I feel like I'm to your left, but a little bit across.
Yeah, it's like a, I don't know, like you're 30 degrees away from me.
Let me just say to the listener, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Happy Hanukkah.
Happy holidays.
Happy Honda days.
Holidays past and present. Some have passed, and some are in the future. We're releasing this on the 23rd, so...
Christmas Eve,
so it won't be... It's not an actual holiday today, but if you're listening about 2 days late, Merry Christmas. Thayer, what...
Yep. I'm here, dude. I'm here, contractually obligated. Let's ride this out.
That's why you're here.
Certainly don't do it because I like it. Skin guys, I'm just playing a character. Love this pod.
Can we get a Japan update? How was Japan?
It was amazing. Never been so enwrapped by a country. Really blew my mind. So cool. Everyone's so polite and quiet, and everything is insanely efficient. So easy to get around. You know, you think Tokyo, you're like, whoa. Overstimulation. You would think that, but then it's like no cell phones on the train. Everyone's just like so respectful of space, overly respectful of everyone's just presence. And then you're like,
no cell phones on the trains. You think is that a rule or just like a courtesy thing?
That's like, yeah, they said don't talk on your cell phone.
Oh, talk,
sure. talk.
But everybody's looking at them.
No one does that. No one talks on their phone.
Yes, they do. They literally play music from their phone. If you go to New York,
very rare.
You're insane, dude.
You're
talking New York. Every subway, there's some ass.
So you just hate New York. You don't love.
It's not New York. I'm saying every subway, there's some guy playing their music from their phone with no headphones. Just like, I'm so good at this that everyone should hear this right now. Anyway, Japan was great.
Cool.
That's the Japan update. It's been about, I don't know, almost 2 months since Thayer's recorded a podcast, but due to scheduling magic and publishing magic, you won't even know that because he was on last week's episode. Our guest today is July Diaz. Everybody Ooh. Give July a round of applause.
Hi.
Comedian, podcaster, Philip Seymour Hoffman type, self-described. but I don't not see it. I don't not see it.
Thank you.
July, you're on today to talk about staying up late.
Yes.
And that's something that, you know, I used to love. I used to love doing. I don't really do it anymore because I'm trying to be really, you know, I'm trying to get a lot done these days. And going to bed at an appropriate time is a good way to ensure that that'll happen. But this isn't about me. You know, tell us a little bit about why you love staying up late and where you got into this.
Well, first of all, I'd say I get most of my work done late at night. So that's already...
Oh, wow.
You know.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big one.
You're just making an excuse. You can do work whenever, you know.
What kind of work are you doing late at night?
Oh, you know, like filming, writing.
Okay.
Trying to become the next Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
You know? Do you ever film your writing? Just like film a script as you turn the page?
All the time, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a work in progress.
Sure.
But yeah, I don't know. Being up late, it's great. It really makes you feel, well, first of all, most people go to bed at a reasonable time.
What right? is it? Let's just get a base on what is a reasonable time?
Let's say like 8 o'clock, 8 p.m.,
That's
8:30.
Insane.
9.
It's very early.
That's very
it's incredibly early.
Are most of your friends 1,000 years old?
Yes.
Okay. Well.
Or like 3.
3 or 1,000.
I'm friends with old people and babies.
That's a good crew.
Yeah.
A lot of diapers in the mix.
Yeah, it sounds a lot like Philip Seymour Hoffman.
That's right.
Friends with a lot of old people and babies.
That's right.
Well.
So, So let's get some baselines in. Let's get an idea of what us hosts think about staying up late. You guys heard a little bit about what I think. I find it very hard to do work.
Okay, why is that?
In the wee hours of the night. You know, I think it's because...
Mushy brain.
Yeah, I think it's because of mushy brain. Ben? No, I'm kidding. I work full time. And
okay, dude.
When I get home, my brain is mush. Mush, because I'm basically, if I'm at work, I'm going to use what's there, whatever I got left. So
what time you got to be up to go to work?
Oh, I don't know if people want to hear this, because it's really going
to be... Is it graphic?
I don't think it's going to make me a root-worthy... I work from 10 to 6.
Oh, my God.
I'm a very lucky person.
And then your brain's mush at 6:01?
It's mush at 6:01. It's mush at 6:01. I work... When I'm at work, I'm trying to get a lot done, because I work 10 to 6, which are really...
That's why you're always
hours.
Over there at the coffee break station, trying to stimulate yourself.
Yeah.
Does BuzzFeed have a coffee break station?
Don't mention that word.
Just asking in general.
So
I'm on the site right now.
So I'll come home. I'll be very, very exhausted.
Dude, yes. I saved it.
And I find it very hard to do work.
Side note: you saved it there. Good job.
I saved it. People don't know he works there. I saved it. Okay, we're off to a roaring start.
Top 16 roaring. Things they are canceling.
Top 16 episodes, in my opinion. I don't know. If it's after work, I feel like I get more done when I'm like, I wake up and I use all that energy.
Got it.
You know, in terms of enjoying myself staying up late, I do love it. It feels like you're cheating. It feels like you're like, I'm living on the edge.
It feels like you're in on a secret.
Yeah,
that's what it feels like.
That's right. It's a good way of saying it. So, yeah, I don't know. And like, yeah, it just feels like you're kind of like, you're not as stressed about making sure you get a lot of shit done tomorrow or this week or whatever. It feels almost like stepping back into childhood. Mm-hmm. And I could list about 30 different ways that it feels, but I'm
going
to stop.
Listen.
I'm
sorry.
All right.
Number one. Top 30 things if you're a kid of the 90s.
Number one.
I'm kind of feeling like I worked at BuzzFeed all day. I'm going to be honest. I don't know if
it is 6:01 somewhere.
We said 30, not 11 things. Okay?
Love that.
So you know, that's my extended baseline, Ben.
Extended it was. Very long.
It sounds like Jeff's a little bit of a day sparrow, but me, I'm a night owl, baby.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Are you?
Me and July, we love staying up late. Well, let me define late for me. Lately, I feel like I do go to bed around midnight, which is not very late.
It's pretty
probably,
late.
It's late. It's night owl
late. That's pretty late. What is the baseline here?
Well, that's what we're doing there. This is called the baselines portion of the show.
All right.
Some shows, they might have Ask a Gata as a section. This is called baselines.
Okay.
I don't know what kind of shows those would be.
I don't know either.
Probably
some other
the third best
shows?
Segments.
What are some other what are some other segments from shows? Maybe
we're just.
I mean, the
chucking,
hoedown.
We're chucking everything at the wall. Hope something hits. Keep going.
And July's segment about comics. I can't remember what it's called.
Funny pages.
I wish we could do that in our show, but it's already taken.
Do it.
Do funny pages.
I'll rent it out for you.
July is a podcast.
Just Venmo me $5. Anyone can do my segment on their show.
That's so genius, actually. I love that. Just getting Venmos from all over the world. Probably from Hollywood Handbook. Those guys need a little hand. I will say, back to my night owlness, I like going to bed around midnight lately because I'm trying to get up a little bit earlier, which is not very early at all, like 8 or 9. And, you know, work out my body. Go to the gym.
Wow.
Do a little workout.
Look at that.
This is a recent addition to my life. And I'm trying to do it, and it's not fun.
Hate working out in the morning.
Yeah, it's hard. But I try to... honestly, my default, though, would be to just stay up until I'm absolutely falling asleep and then go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Which is maybe like 2 a.m., something like that. Thayer, what's your baseline?
That's crazy. Yeah, I got a pretty solid routine. I'm like in a... Hit that 11:30 to midnight window to bed, and then sometimes on the weekends, though, I'm like, I'm slightly hungry, so I'm going to order some real late night food. Take me back to my college days. And then I usually get woken up by the delivery guy at like 1 a.m. And then I'm like, I don't even want this anymore. But then I eat it, and then I'm up for a couple more hours. So every like once a month, I'll do that. That's pretty fun. I do love the quietness of that late at night.
Yes.
It's just like, but it problem is when you do, it just throws you off for days for me. Because it's like I'm still going to wake up at my routine time the next day. And then, but you don't operate on the sleep from that night. You operate from the sleep two nights ago. So the next day I'm waking up super tired. Next thing you know, you're out of a job and you're sleeping. You don't know what's day and what's night, you know? So I'm like a, I'm like an owl, but with like a sparrow's head.
Okay.
And,
ooh,
you like that?
That's like a, like maybe an Egyptian sculpture or something.
Sure,
cool.
Sure.
A sparrow with an owl's tail.
But I will, yeah, okay. I will say the morning is by far the most productive time, like by far. So I don't like to miss that. I don't. Plus, if I sleep in late too, I just feel like I've missed so much.
I'm a sparrow with an owl's coat of feathers.
I'm more of a Spiro, you know? I'm about to evolve.
You guys want to talk about other podcasts again?
Pokemon.
That was super fun.
Pokemon's great. Can we talk about Pokemon?
How late are Pokemon
Snorlax.
Staying up?
What about Snorlax?
Dude, Snorlax be staying up late.
Okay.
Have you guys ever noticed how Snorlax be staying up late?
True. So now I have a question for you because we said midnight, and that just seems not that late. And you were like, that's pretty late.
That's pretty late.
That's not that. I feel like that's standard. What is late? For? So staying up late for you is what time?
3 a.m.
Okay. Ooh, okay. Yes.
And what time are you? Is your routine getting up usually?
Ooh, I'll probably get up like 10 a.m. Okay. Every day.
And what is your like your responsibilities? Do you have to be at a job most days or?
Yeah, through like let's say like 5 days out of the week.
And what time do you usually have to be there? Or is it kind of pretty flex?
It's pretty flex.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude! Modern workplace. Yeah. Dig it. As long as you're getting it done.
As
dude.
Long as I'm getting
I
it done.
As
you
long
know?
As you're getting it done.
Yeah.
As long as I. Get my stuff done by my deadlines. That, you know, deadlines. I love having deadlines.
Big deadline fan as well. Real motivating.
I feel like I don't need to buy a house. I'm just going to rent.
Dude.
You guys feel that way?
But, all right, how about this, dude? Riddle me this. You go to bed late, then you're waking up tired. How are you feeling about that? What if you're not getting those 7 hours in? Because personally, I need like 7.5 to 9 hours of sleep. Otherwise, I'm a real Crankosaurus Rex.
Okay, I moderate in a...
True story.
I don't need a lot of hours of sleep to be functional, I'd say.
Okay.
Also, I don't do caffeine.
You don't do caffeine?
I don't drink. Don't do drugs. I'm straight edge as hell.
Hell yeah, dude.
Ooh. Part of the straight edge lifestyle is sexual abstinence as well.
Yeah.
Just bringing that up.
I have all purity rings on my hand, both hands.
We can confirm, dude. You must be horny as hell. That's probably keeping you awake, isn't it?
I also have a big purity ring on my dick.
That's where you should put it, honestly, right?
Please bleep that.
I freaking love this
podcast. Is that what a Nuva ring is? Is that a purity ring?
We don't bleep. We turn up the volume.
Yeah.
Hear it. Convince me.
Anytime somebody curses, we spike it.
How often are you staying up late? How many nights a week?
I'd say like two to three nights a week.
Okay.
So it's not every night.
And what are you doing? You're working.
Sometimes I'm working. Sometimes, you know, I want to have a little fun.
You're chilling.
Watch a movie.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
You know?
Cool. What kind of movies? Well, on a late night. Is a late night movie different than a regular movie?
Well, right now I'm on a Philip Seymour Hoffman kick.
Okay. That makes sense. So,
you're just now discovering?
Yeah. Did you?
I feel like we need to re-record the intro.
Did you guys know, like, he's like a really good actor.
Yeah, he's amazing.
What the fuck was that?
So I just heard a really weird gargle.
I don't know if that was me or
was that Jeff?
Was that you, Jeff?
Someone just gargled into the mic.
I burped, and there was this like follow up that was that like, I had no control over. What's
this podcast is disgusting. This is the most disgusting
podcast.
Wait, edit.
That's gonna be the.
Can we burp on this?
Yeah, we'll turn that up.
You're gonna
we'll
turn that up because that's what we do here. I convince me. That is disgusting.
No, but for real, I've actually been watching the Marvel Cinematic Universe films from the beginning.
With Philip Seymour Hoffman
in them. Because Philip Seymour Hoffman has a lot of you know cameos.
That's right, he does.
What's the first of those when you say the beginning?
Iron Man.
Oh, so X-Men doesn't count because it's a different property, even though it's Marvel?
Don't bring up X-Men.
Don't.
Although now...
Disney merger, that's a thing?
Now they're going to be together.
Got it.
Yeah.
Paradise.
There's too much crossover going on, dude. That's all I'm saying.
Really? Yeah, it's like Allen Iverson.
So it's exactly like Allen Iverson.
Too much crossing over.
Thank you.
Hot cross buns.
Yeah.
And
hot cross buns. What a pity, right, Jeff?
This is what is happening.
So it seems to me like, you know, you're staying up, you're watching movies, you're playing games. It seems to me like and correct me if I'm wrong. But it seems to me like staying up late is your drug.
You're wrong.
Dude, I didn't even think about it that way.
But
you might be right.
Let's close the lid.
Hold up.
Lock the gates.
Lock them gates.
Are you staying up late, but you never falling asleep watching these movies?
Oh, nah, that's a great question.
I have to finish.
You're
finishing.
I have to finish.
Are you an
everything.
Unintentional fall sleeper, or are you pretty good at like staying up if you want to stay up?
I'm pretty good at staying up if I want to stay up, yeah.
Are you like, do you have that experience where you're like, man, I don't want to go sit in bed or lay in bed and just feel like I can't go to sleep, so you stay up so that you're just like so drowsy when you hit that pillow?
That's what it is. That's what it is.
I feel that way too a lot of times.
Yeah.
Because I'm like a kid. I'm like, I want to get my fun time in.
Yeah.
Play these video games after my wife is asleep
so
that I can do whatever I want.
Absolutely.
That's just the truth. We've been watching Lost.
Oh, really? From the beginning?
When you get married, you know what? There should be a part in the vows when you get married that say, I'm willing to give up video games. I, Ben Castle, I'm okay with never playing video games again.
And there's
I'm going to be married.
And I hope that included in that is I want to give up burping into the microphone because that was disgusting.
Here's a fun
This
segment.
Is what we're going to focus on?
I'm not over. That was gross. That's going to keep me up.
I can't control it. I didn't even feel it coming out. It was like a silent but deadly. It was so involuntary.
Have you ever burped late at night?
No, I'm not gross.
Yeah, July's a pretty clean-cut guy.
I feel like Hoffman has never burped.
Nah.
Oh, that's not true. He did for a role. He did.
Oh, really? Cool.
Philip Seymour Kaufman.
Oh, high five.
Dude, can I steal that?
It doesn't work as well for you, July, for some reason.
Unless,
July, quick question about your wardrobe. Yeah. That little moon guy, the enamel pin you got going on there, is that for this because you were talking about staying up late? Did you pick that out?
Oh, funny. No, but we can talk about it and how it pertains to this topic.
Yes, please do.
So this little moon guy is from the new Super Mario game, Super Mario Odyssey.
Love it, dude.
Dude, I love it.
Love that.
Get a lot of hours in late
at night.
That's
keeping you up late.
That's keeping me up late.
I bet that's keeping you up late.
That's keeping me up late.
Okay.
It takes longer than Sonic. Sonic's fast.
Yes. Sonic is really fast.
I hate it when you pop in a Sonic game. 15 minutes later, you're done.
That's what I'm saying. Dr. Robotnik, maybe put up some more obstacles so we don't get through so quick.
Why is he so mean?
I don't know. I'm more of a Knuckles guy. He's got attitude, but he's still a cool character.
He's got a heart.
Robotnik's putting little bunnies and squirrels inside of machines. That's not nice.
I love Big the Cat. He's my favorite Sonic character.
Big the Cat's cool.
This episode is like a bag of popcorn. Just all over the place. Just popping all over the place.
That metaphor is like a bag of popcorn.
And you know, for me, when I go to the movies, it's better with popcorn.
That's right. Now, have you tried going to bed earlier? What's up with that?
I tried it.
It's like, what's
early for you?
I mean, earlier it's like 8 p.m. was late.
Well, that's late for
so
me.
Like, are you going
that's
to bed?
Late for me.
You're going to bed at like 3 p.m.? I mean, that's not bad. That's not bad.
I think on that question, we'll take a little commercial break, but we'll be right back on your favorite podcast, Convince Me.
Introducing the brand new cutting-edge phone, the Palm X, from the makers of the Palm Pilot. Sure, the iPhone X or iPhone X seems cool. You can unlock it with your face. Well, strap in, because the Palm X has shoe recognition. Just hold the sole of your shoe up to your phone, and it will recognize your shoe and unlock that phone. And best of all, you won't have that iPhone X worry of your relatives being able to unlock your phone. Unless, of course, they have the same shoes as you. Or the same brand. But that's not all. One thing we all miss in the iPhone X is the headphone jack. Right, July? You miss that headphone jack?
I do miss it.
Jeff, you miss that headphone jack?
Where'd it go?
I still have an iPhone 6.
Well, the iPhone X has you covered with 10 headphone jacks. And how about that poor battery life on the iPhone X? Does that annoy you, Thayer?
Pisses me off.
Well, you don't have to worry about it with the Palm X because it doesn't even have a battery. Just a 50-foot long coiled power cord. iPhone X is bad. This is Palm X. The future is calling from the past.
When was the last time you were... Thank you so much to Palm X.
Sweet tag.
When was the last time you were 50 feet away from an outlet?
Like exactly?
Mm-hmm.
The exact measurement.
Yeah. At some point when I'm walking toward my car every day.
Yeah.
But then your car has an outlet. Your car, but then your car has an outlet.
My car doesn't have an outlet. Your car has an outlet?
The Palm probably has a car charger.
Palm does?
Yeah, the phone.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, it's a great convenience.
I think it's great.
I think
people would think it's a bad thing, 50-foot cord, but I feel like that's more than enough.
I think it's great. You never run out of battery.
July.
I think it's too long. I think it might be too long.
You think they should
it's
have
coiled.
Options?
It's coiled.
Oh, never mind.
So okay, it's fine.
Is it like one of those vacuum plugs that like you pull it right, it coils itself?
That would be retractable.
Ooh, that's cool.
That's the word I was looking for. I'm sorry. I stayed up late last night.
Did you?
You're listening to convince me. Yeah.
I want to know. I'm kind of curious about something. Like,
my God, you're falling apart.
If you're working late at night,
yes.
How do you feel like this like affects your creativity or whatever compared to working at like 10 a.m. or
interesting
at 2 p.m. or I don't know a 5 p.m.
6 p.m. for
yeah.
me.
Mm.
Actually, no, at 5 p.m. Let's go back.
I'll say this: I probably have had the same sleep schedule since college because I've always been a night owl. And now through work, sometimes I'm working late, working podcasting, listening to pods, doing some editing work.
Well, you certainly aren't listening to this one because we have one listener. Shout out to my dad.
It's Brent. My dad.
Oh, classic Borat. My dad.
All right. So you're staying up late, listening to podcasts.
Mm-hmm,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. And your work doesn't change. Your mind is, you're locked in.
I'm locked in.
Really, you never like, you could be in a dark room and your mind is just like, it's on. Doesn't matter.
Well, I do all my editing work in really bright rooms, so
that's smart.
Yeah,
that's
do you
smart.
Take work home or do you work at Earwolf?
I take my work wherever I go.
Oh, really? Oh,
home.
That's great.
You work in the car?
In the car?
Do you use a
on
cord,
the subway?
Or?
So blasting my music
is
really
the cord
loud.
Retractable?
Thank you. They don't do that in Japan.
Our callbacks were overlapping. That was fun.
Wait, what did you say?
Dude, we're too
did
early
you burp
to be doing
again?
A call.
Yeah.
You had a mind, yeah, mind
every
burp.
Every time Jeff opens his mouth, it's a callback.
Mind burp.
But I mean, do you feel like, because I feel like when it's late and I'm tired and I'm working, I guess mm-hmm. you're not tired, but I feel like when it's late and I'm working, just time goes by a lot faster, like I'm a lot mm-hmm. slower. I might get more deep into something, but I just feel like I'm like less effective overall.
Interesting. Sounds like you suck.
I don't think
seconded.
This honestly might be a new tactic for a convincer. We're on episode 80. It's cool to find new tactics.
This is good. Put them down.
This is the first time somebody, a guest, has put me down. Don't think so.
Yeah, it does.
It's
happen.
Hard to avoid.
Yeah. I'll say this. Look, I'm a comedian. I'm out doing shows late at night also, so I have to have like a late night lifestyle. You know, mm-hmm. doing my improv shows. Jeff, you should do improv more.
See, that's the thing, though. I've done a couple 11 p.m. I've also slept through a couple 11 p.m. shows.
Really?
For improv.
You've missed a lot. You've missed a lot
just,
of 11
I'll be,
p.m.
I've
shows.
I've missed a lot of shows, straight up.
Bear and I are on a team ostensibly together.
Okay. And I feel like those 11 p.m. shows, I'm like...
Brutal.
My mind, I'm mushy.
Oh, really?
I'm full-blown mush. People are like...
I'm locked in.
How?
I step on stage... People are already laughing.
You're made for this shit.
Because yeah, I think for people like July and I, this is like our passion or our
job. I've never had that.
I mean, I like a little kookiness when I'm going up at 11 p.m. Like, I enjoy that. But I think...
You got to hit that sweet spot. Because sometimes when you have the tireds, you're hilarious.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm talking about you. I'm talking about in general.
Yes.
And then it's like that mood, if I could replicate that. But most of the time, it's like probably 1 out of 6 I'm getting there. Most of the time, I'm like...
One time I was doing an improv set and it was the setup was like I was auditioning for something. Mm-hmm. Someone initiated with that And the game became that I was like a tired person auditioning. And it was one of the best scenes I've ever done, probably. And then afterward, my good friend Andrew Lind, I think, probably said, someone commented, like, yeah, it wasn't really, the scene wasn't good because you're a funny person. It was because you were just tired.
It does sound like
that. Interesting.
Yeah.
That sounds accurate.
It could have been someone else, but in my mind, it's Andrew because.
So you're saying you were using your tiredness for the scene?
Yeah.
You're being yourself.
But I don't want to be that every time. I don't want that to be my gimmick.
But you're saying you're not tired.
Yeah. I'm saying that worked for you.
Once.
And you like that.
Once.
You should do more improv.
I agree. Jeff, you're a funny person. You mm-hmm. have funny ideas.
I want to do a 10 a.m. improv show. How about that?
I would
Has
love
ever
that.
Thought about that?
I would
That's
love
great.
That.
That's great. Because then I would be tired for that. And then I'd be more funny. Because then you get to see a different side of it.
I would love to see like 10 a.m. Tired July.
Yeah. I would too. Honestly, that's the name of the show, 10 a.m. Tired July.
Yeah.
I would go to see that.
It'd be fun. Everybody shows up in like 90s, like one of those pointy hats.
Oh, God, the pointy hats. Love
I
the
love
pointy
a pointy
hats.
Hat when you go to sleep.
Don't wake daddy.
So I would like to do a little exercise.
All right, I'll stand
like
up.
Ben?
An exercise in comedy. I want to call it Better at Night.
That's
you know,
spelled out, right?
Well, I'll talk about. Well, I'll bring up a little activity, and July will tell us whether it's better at night.
Okay.
Ooh.
Oh, that's good.
I came up with this like kind of right before we started recording.
Good job.
I'll start us off. Just television. Do you feel like TV's better at night? Because I feel like that's a big part.
It's better at night. It's definitely better at night. You know why? Late night TV.
You know it. Infomercials?
Like late night shows? Like real, you know,
are you talking
the
like
Jimmys? Because everybody's named Jimmy now.
Yeah. The Jimmys.
Dave Letterman.
The Jimmys while you're in your jammies.
Jimmys and jammies.
It's so much fun. Why do you think they're on late at night? Because people, like you said, work all day.
Mm-hmm.
Brain's mushy. They just want to turn their mind off. They want to laugh.
But your mind's on.
My mind's on, so I'm appreciating the comedy on a different level.
You watch two at once.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I have like six TVs on at once.
This is insane. This is absolutely insane. But I feel like most people are watching late night TV the next morning.
The next morning.
Yeah. I feel like it's
that's
a lot
a new development.
That's a new development, yeah.
Well, this is the world we're living in.
I'm living in 2001.
Ooh, you haven't
that's
woken up.
Thing.
You're in a dream.
You seem a little 2000 and late, if you ask me.
Wow.
Ooh, dude. 2001.
I got
like 2000 and fun.
Lots of high fives between Jeff
that's
and I.
That's like four high fives.
I have a question, July.
Do you regularly high five on this podcast?
High fives better
only
at night?
Only on good days.
High fives better at night?
No.
Oh!
Why would that be? Or maybe you don't have to answer because
you're not
kind
a high
five. It's a bit question.
You know, for someone who knows about bits, you should probably do it more improv.
Dude, you should do more improv.
I'm not going
to. Can we change this topic to getting Jeff back into improv?
What's holding you
ben
back?
Loves,
What's the top
ben,
thing?
Ben loves taking the topic that we agreed on before the show and switching it for another topic last
and
night.
Our listeners
so
love that, too. Our listeners love.
They're like, we can't get enough.
Listeners love most of the things I do.
We love clicking in. You know what that is? That's clickbait.
They're clicking?
We love clicking in on or tapping in on an episode about staying up late and then listening to a discussion about Jeff doing improv. Yeah. That sounds great. You're welcome.
Okay.
So is it like a fear of failure, would you say?
Yeah, let's get into this.
Fear of failure, better at night?
Yeah, definitely.
That actually is true because you can really ruminate in it because no one's texting. Everyone else is asleep.
Everyone's asleep.
So you're just sitting in your own thoughts. When you're tired, it's so much more intense.
Yeah.
You're so much more like weak and emotionally available. So when you're really thinking about how much you suck, that's when it hits me. So that's when you order
your late night food.
That's when I say, wow, I'm just a fat POS. Mm-hmm. Let's go. Let's just keep this train crashing. Train's late.
What about a walk around the neighborhood? What about a nice stroll?
I do that.
Is that better at night or during the day?
That's good at night.
Night walks?
That's great at night.
What about vagrants, though?
Yeah, that is an issue.
I can't help. Better or not?
I can't help you with
No, I mean vagrants are vagrants,
you know.
But vagrants,
not all of us have six TVs, dude.
But vagrants are going to be there all hours of the day, you know.
I love morning walks because
I love morning vagrants.
The air is cold; it's cool, and there probably hasn't been a lot
cold.
Of traffic overnight, so there's not as much
pollution. I disagree. I feel like it's just fresh dog dew. for days. Everyone's doing that pre-work walk, and you're just like, good morning, question mark? Next thing you know, you're knee-deep in dog poo. Anyway, I live
you
next
stole
to a
the
dog
question
poo.
Mark thing for me.
Yeah. I love a nighttime stroll. I do that before bed, usually.
I feel a little bit... I go on night runs, but I feel a little bit, you know, unsafe going on night walks. I do. I would rather do it in the morning. I feel
safer.
You
know what's great at night? Kind of related to walking and running, driving at
driving
night,
at night.
Is amazing. But just like
vision.
Ryan Gosling,
yeah.
What about the vision?
Ooh, City of Stars. What about the vision?
Like, I'm talking about your eyeballs. Can you see as well at night? And I feel like if everyone adopts that driving night so chill, you're automatically setting yourself up to be less aware. Next thing you know, boom, you drove your car through dog poop.
Doesn't seem that bad, honestly.
No, I do love driving at night, and you know, Drake's always said that his music is made for driving at night.
Sir Francis Drake.
Says, no, Drake.
Huh. He says his music is made for driving at night. What do you think that implies? I don't understand.
I think it gives you a sense of like it's like nighttime music. Mm. Like it's like very somber and kind of chill, but then it's reflective. So like driving alone at night on the freeway, you're kind of like thinking, you know, you can't really be doing anything when you're
driving. He's not trying too hard making his music.
So I think driving at night, yeah, that is a lot better. Yeah,
that's great.
But it's, you know.
What about working out? What do you guys think?
Oof, love a friend.
At night?
Yeah.
During the day?
I feel like working that wakes out. Me up, dude.
I don't like working out past like 10 p.m.
Interesting.
So July, I mean, I have an opinion on this, but I'm going to hold it back for a second. And why do you feel working out is better at night?
Actually, I retract that. It's not better at night. I don't really work
out.
It
seems like maybe you've never stayed up late, dude.
Look, I don't really work out. There was a good span of 2 months where I was working out regularly, and it was
that's a long time
in the morning. So that I can get it done.
Yes, get it over with.
Get it over with.
Otherwise, you're not going
to
do it.
Then I have the rest of the day.
I'm with you.
Stay up late at night.
I'm with you. You got to do it in the morning. Otherwise, you're never not going to do it. Yeah. After work, you got mush brain. Mm-hmm. You know, you're not going to double down and get mush body. You know, get mush
For
body
me,
in the morning.
That's the thing, though, is I love working out at night because I have mush brain, and it's like the only thing I want to do is just
Well, that's
like,
for running, though.
Right, exactly.
Running is mindless.
Oh, yeah,
as
running
it
is fine, yes.
Yeah, running
is
okay.
When I'm putting up 350, you know.
Oof.
Couple like three plates on there, and I'm like, spot me, just kidding. I don't need that. Next thing you know, I got a barbell on my neck. My eyes are popping out like a cartoon.
Yeah.
Oh, I have a question for you about that 350.
It was good, dude.
Do you put an equal weight on each side, or you
no,
favor
one side?
One? Which side?
Right side.
Really? Yep. So you're a real right sider.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to be like Two-Face, but with my body. Two-body. Two-Furious.
That's a DC.
Anyway, the dumbbell was covered in dog
poop. So that
poop.
Explains why you're painted below the neck on one side.
Let's move on from this.
I have a question, but I'm going to have to leave while my answer is answered. What about
where you go?
I'm just going to go to the bathroom. You ever?
And as IBS.
Don't need to talk about that. That's fine. You ever have an energy drink in the morning to compensate for those late nights? All right, I'll excuse myself.
This is funny. Well, it's not funny. But I don't, again, don't do drugs. Don't drink. Don't do energy drinks. Although last night did energy drink.
First time?
First time.
Last night?
Last night. Red Bull.
You must
1 a.m. I was wired.
Have you not gone to sleep since then?
No, I went to sleep. I went to sleep last night at 4 a.m.
And what time did you wake up?
I woke up at 11 a.m.
Red Bull. First time.
First time.
First time I had a Red Bull, I was up for like
Chugged
weeks,
it.
Dude. Weeks.
It was delicious.
That's amazing. Are you now hooked? Does this change the game for you?
I don't want to say I'm hooked because then it feels like it's a crutch that I have to fall on. You
convince
know?
Me. This is where we ask the tough questions.
It tastes like grape Tylenol. Agree?
Tastes like great Tylenol.
Grape Tylenol.
Grape Tylenol.
Great Tylenol. The best kind. None of that like mediocre Thai.
When people say Thai food, I think they're...
Is somebody knocking?
Yeah, someone's knocking.
I just wanted to get that out before you came in. Come on in.
Hey, guys, it's me, the Sandman.
Oh, Jesus. Oh. Sound like Bill Cosby.
You sound a little bit like a...
I don't sound like Bill Cosby.
You hear a little bit in there. Keep going.
Just maybe a little bit.
A little bit.
Ask me something new. You would ask Bill Cosby to see how I respond. Let's not.
I don't have
That's
any.
That's the real test.
I don't have any constructive questions for Bill Cosby right now.
It's a lot of emotion.
I don't even know how to spell Jell-O.
Mr. Sandman, are you against people staying up late? That must make your job a lot
longer. Wait. Is Mr. Sandman a guy you know?
Yeah.
No, I was just walking by. I live here in Pasadena.
Okay.
Everyone lives in Pasadena.
Oh, a lot of people.
Yeah.
Or some people are passing through on the way to the Rose Bowl. I remember Beyonce was passing through when she stopped by this. Right. I'm a fan of Convince Me.
Okay.
As many people are. Mr. Sandman, when people are staying up late, doesn't that extend your hours? Like, aren't you against that?
This is a great question. You might think that as the Sandman, I'd want like a solid 4 hours where I could like travel the globe, because I put the sand in your eyes. You know me. I'm
You're like a human beach.
Excuse me.
You're excused.
Okay. I feel like I've been backed into a corner now.
Wait, so
no, I love it when people stay up late. It's fun.
Okay, but your main objective in life is making people fall asleep.
This is like
Cosby.
Oh, I hadn't thought of it that way.
It's, you know, very similar.
Asked me about this controversy, and I guess I should give a statement. I'm very distressed by the actions of Mr. Cosby.
Okay,
sure. I liked the chocolate cake for breakfast bit a lot. I liked the Noah bit.
That is good. Yeah,
but him being a good artist does not excuse his behavior. And these were, there's over 70 women that have accused him at this point. And I did not know that my voice sounded anything like his, so I feel distressed about
convince
that.
Convince me we get to the hard
I think
questions.
He should hard be in jail at
only.
This point. And I'm sorry to Camille. Camille? I've never met you, but I feel sorry that you're married to this monster.
Why do you put sand directly in people's eyes?
Well, this is just how the mythology works. My friend the Tooth Fairy... He has a much different job.
Tooth Fairy's a dude.
Well, he identifies as a male. I don't know his
genetic
background.
Congratulations.
I feel at this point we should let people
choose
their pronouns.
You're showing us a picture of the Tooth Fairy.
It's on my phone.
Yeah. He's redheaded, black t-shirt.
Not a good combo. If you're if you got red hair, just don't wear black, in my opinion.
Interesting.
He was a producer on One Mississippi. I don't know if you guys are familiar with him. It's Carrot Top.
Oh, really? I forgot to mention he's buff.
One of the most respected stand-ups out there. Tooth Fairy / Carrot Top.
Carrot Top's great.
He's insanely ripped. I bet he works out morning and night.
Super ripped.
Yeah, you know, I sprinkle his eyes around 3 a.m. He's up at 5.
Wow.
The dude's very efficient with his time.
Hard worker.
What do you think about people who do intermittent sleeping, like where they sleep?
Oh, like a Kramer?
Like
Kramer had an episode where he...
He's fictional.
You think Seinfeld is fictional?
Hold on.
Did you think the Sandman was real?
Yeah, Sandman's real, but Kramer's fictional?
You know what? I guess I'll have to leave my preconceived notions at the door.
This is Convince Me where we ask the tough question.
That's right. You know, Jeff's always saying things are fictional. The Sandman, Seinfeld, 9/11. It's a lot of stuff he does not believe.
He was saying that on the right over here. Yeah. He didn't believe it.
It's not that he doesn't believe in the tragedy. It's that he thinks it goes from November 10th to the 12th.
Yes.
Or November, September. I forgot. I guess I forgot. Yeah. You're supposed to never forget.
It's a good episode when we hit Cosby at 9/11. Then
I think it happened on the 10th, but I think they just added a day because 9/11 is
you're a very specific kind of truther. Now let me tell you, July.
Mm-hmm.
I love it when you're up late at night because I come in there and you've worn out your body. So when I sprinkle the dust in your eyes, you're ready to drop.
Yeah.
You guys heard that new Eminem album?
Wait a minute. You're a big Eminem fan.
Oh, I love it, but I haven't got to listen yet. I'm wondering if it's any good. I should watch it. I also haven't seen Star Wars, so any opinions on either of those?
Oh, Star Wars, so good.
New one is good?
So good.
Enjoy it.
You guys say lightsabers or lightsabers?
Depends if I'm eating the candy or if I'm eating a laser sword.
Fair enough. I gotta go. See you guys later.
Thank you so much to Sandman.
Thank you, Sandman.
Oh, exit light!
All right. Thanks to the Sandman. Some great great intel there. How about that?
Back to the bathroom. Sorry.
Doom, 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 doom.
What was that?
Intel.
It was another burp.
It sounded
Pentium.
Pretty close.
And on that note, before I do burp again, we're going to go on another break for Convince Me, and we'll be right back.
Nom, 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 nom. Man, I love eating chips, but I can't hear the TV when I eat them. Oh, well, guess I'll just eat chips tonight and watch TV tomorrow. Wait, you love eating chips, but also love watching TV? Yeah, but it's too loud. Introducing Chip Slips. Simply slip on a chip dampener on each chip before you eat it, and then you can watch and eat chips without turning up the volume. Wow, I can eat chips and watch TV? Yeah. Chip Slips are not digestible. Chip Slips.
Thanks to Chip Slips.
Thank you, Chip Slips.
Kind of sounded like they lost steam there in that.
I think they gained.
Oh, they gained steam.
I think they gained steam.
Yeah, I think it was funny when it found out that you couldn't eat them, like digest them.
It was funny when it found out that you couldn't eat them, that digest them.
Call me on that, will you?
I thought that's chip slips for you.
These chip slips. Is anybody having chips?
You guys think we could have chip slips with pork rinds? You think they would work?
That sounds like a completely different product.
Yeah, it's not chips.
It seems like pork pockets.
I've been getting into pork rinds lately. They're good.
Ooh.
Chicharrones.
Pork rinds, better at night?
No.
Better at night was an utter failure. I said two things. Everyone else said like zero. Like
that's not
point
true.
Three.
I had a couple
things.
Funny questions.
Wait, three.
Wait. I thought you had a list of things. It was supposed to be like
No. It was just kind of like a round table.
Believe it or not, a lot of this podcast was unprepared.
Yeah.
So we're, you know, I'm a big fan of Trends with Benefits, which is July's podcast. I got to say, they're always very prepared.
That's right. It's the most prepared work I've.
You probably preparing at night.
We got to diversify.
Yeah, that's right.
But all right, riddle me this, dude. You're working late at night, and you're like, wait, I need to contact this person for this project. Oh, and now you got to wait till the morning. Now what happens? You turn on some Hoff, pass out.
Well, yes, but not. With any sort of help of drugs, if that's what you're insisting.
Not at all.
Fair drugs are cool.
Papa something and watch the Hoff.
Papa something?
I meant Philip Seymour Hoff. Okay, dude.
I mean, it's time for the closing
argument.
That's
what it is.
Now's the time where you'll kind of wrap everything up. Okay. Give us, you know, this is your last chance to take everything, summarize it, and really drive things home.
And just for listeners, we will be recording this again late at night, and you will get to compare which was better.
Feels like it's late.
You should listen to this at night.
Feels like we're all out of it.
It's weird because I got like 8 hours of sleep last night, but I think I'm just.
But what'd
like,
you get the night before, dude? Because that's what you're really operating on.
Well, yeah.
Yep.
Oh. Yeah.
I sleep on a Lisa mattress. So I get love hours of sleep, not hours of sleep.
So on that note, July, close it out, dude.
All right. So listen, everyone, listeners out there.
No, we don't.
Everything we don't at night is better. Food, television, film. You get a lot done because everyone's asleep. No one's bugging you. No one's texting you. No one's calling you. No one's...
That happens.
Send you handwritten letters.
Well, I'm awake.
You can watch mukbang videos.
Oh, dude. Sick ref to earlier podcasts we recorded.
Eileen Songs episode.
Chips.
This is your way of flattering.
You could just have a... Yes. You could just have a ball, be a gross man, burp yourself to your heart's content at night.
Let's bring me down a little bit.
You can be a hero and... Give the gift of laughter to people by doing improv at night, or stand-up, or sketch.
A lot of improv shows are necessarily heroic.
It's pretty evil watching an indie improv show, honestly.
It's just the best. I don't know. I run at night. It feels great. If you have a dog or a cat or any sort of pet, walk them at night. It feels so good.
That's fun.
You know, that was a good closing argument, but I gotta say, morning person alert at the beginning of the episode and morning person alert at the end of the episode.
It was a double NBA.
I'm a morning person alert,
okay.
So
beep.
I'm not convinced today. Maybe another day. I get it. I do like staying up late for the reasons you've described.
Yes.
But I don't want to. I did it the other night. I think today's podcast is a result of me staying up late the other night. I was about to go to bed at like 11, which is very responsible for me. I had to wake up at 7:30 the next day. And then
it's pretty late there. It's late.
Honestly.
And then I smoked weed and stayed up for another hour and a half.
Dude, so chill, bro.
Dude, chill. Hell yeah.
Honestly, that sounds chill as hell, dude. Like, what?
It sounds very chill.
So, you know, it was great. It was fun at the time, but now I'm regretting it. And I think the listeners are regretting it. So,
certainly regretting listening to this podcast.
It's a no for me. But Ben, take it away.
You know, sometimes late at night I listen to a little Earwolf and I might get... I might howl at the end of the episode because I'm a night owl. That's a fun rhyme. I'm already a night owl is what I'm trying to say. Yeah. So I was already convinced. And you know what this episode has really convinced me of? I'm not going to feel guilty about staying up late. Sometimes, you know, you're staying up late. Maybe you're procrastinating on something. Maybe you're just feeling good, eating some late night snackies, which is where all the pounds get packed on.
Chips lips.
You're knocking back some chip slips.
Yeah.
Maybe you're using your Palm X phone. And you feel a little guilty, or at least I do. And I'm like, man, I'm going to pay for this tomorrow. But no, from now on, I'm convinced. No guilt. I'm living that nightlife. I'm going to howl. Ow! There.
Great to be here. I would say, you know, I'm probably going to stick to my routine. You know, I'm going to throw in the occasional stay up late. So, you know what? Give me a 0.5 on this. So that's the majority. You've now convinced.
It's exactly half.
It's exactly half. Whoops.
Will you be staying up late more than you already were?
That's going to be a hard no.
I think that's zero. I'm a stickler for
interesting
points on this.
Interesting.
I mean, unless you want to hang, dude. I'm always looking for friends. You were talking about people not texting you at night. People aren't texting me during the day.
I'm gonna recommend you don't do this.
No, dude. I'm cool to hang with, man.
Hold on, dude. When do you go to bed at night? Usually.
Dude, 11:34.
That's late. He's staying up late.
That's insane.
So what? Already.
Got another night owl.
Already.
This is insane. What is normal bedtime?
I told you, 7 o'clock.
You know what this should have been? This episode should have been staying up later.
Later.
Because it's all relative.
You find me someone.
It's all relative.
You find me someone who goes to bed at 7 p.m. who is younger than 65.
Yeah,
and older.
There was a kid.
And older than 4.
I'll send you some.
There was a kid in my high school
names.
Who would make fun of for going to bed at like 8. Like it was like a thing.
He
was,
that's was insane.
Like a rumor.
Did he wake up at 4 a.m.?
Maybe.
Did y'all have bedtimes growing up?
Oh, yeah.
No.
No?
No bedtime?
So now that's why I have a self-imposed bedtime.
I definitely had bedtime.
What was your bedtime?
11:34.
I mean, depends on the age. You know,
your bedtime has
changed over the years.
Changed. It was
when
like,
you were 11 on a weeknight.
Probably around 9, I gotta say. You know?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And then was it like a you're allowed to read situation in bed?
I mean, yeah, no TV in my house, only on weekends. That's why I'm a genius.
You guys are just sitting around reading the New Yorker?
Yeah. It was just called the Yorker back then. Times have changed.
The old Yorker?
Old Yorker.
It sounds to me like a 1 out of 3.
I love this popcorn.
It sounds to me that his bedtime was 9. So anytime after 9
is late.
Wait, when did this air? Did this air in 1996? Because in that case, I'm convinced.
All right. We got I'm going to go 1.3 out of 3 today.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll take it.
Great job, July.
I mean, you made some good arguments. You made some good arguments, I got to say. Good
arguments.
You made some good arguments. And now it's time for an FLS. And that's a fun little segment if you're listening for the first time. And you know, and I should also say, if you're listening for the first time, usually for the intro where we kind of describe what the podcast is about, we like to do like a pun thing where it's like, welcome to Convince Me, the show where a wide-eyed optimist and we play with the catchphrase.
Uh-huh.
But today I did it.
Yeah, what
very,
happened to that?
I did a very weird one today where I didn't really try to make...
It was kind of an anti-comedy.
It was anti-comedy.
Mm-hmm.
This whole podcast is so very anti-comedy.
So
no comedy on it.
But this is an FLS. This is a fun little segment that we do at the end of the show. Plus. And this week's is what's cheesing you off. We're going to talk about our little, you know, things that have been annoying us. You know, just around town in our lives, things that we can't really let go of that are kind of getting in our way. Anybody have one for this week?
No, I have one in the chamber.
I got one.
Why do we always have to start?
Go ahead, dude.
I have one.
Yeah.
Did you lie your ticked, your cheesed, your peeved?
You know what I'm cheesed off on?
Dude, what are you cheesed off on?
People not knowing how late it is for them to go to bed.
The point of the fun little segment is to go off the topic.
Fine. I'll say this. You're going to have to put a little spoiler warning in your description for this podcast, because I'm going rogue one with this.
All right.
I'm talking Star Wars.
For the record, spoiler warning.
Oh, really? There's a spoiler coming up?
Yeah.
All right.
But this is like...
There's no real spoilers. I'll just say this. Non-spoiler, my thoughts on the new Star Wars film. I enjoyed it. They got to trim some of it, though.
They got to trim.
Ooh.
I got to double... I'm down with... They got to trim.
It's a little Apatow editing going on. Huh?
Yes.
They got to trim.
There's a... Yes, or there's a editing. Lot of scenes where they're just improvising funny lines, and I get it. That's what brought me to Star Wars initially,
sure.
The funny banter between all the characters.
It's too much.
It was a little too much. A little too much wars in
Is
Star Wars.
War funny, George Lucas?
I don't think George Lucas had anything to do with it.
I wonder if it was so funny.
I got a cheese off.
Thank
God. I got a cheese off. I mean, I don't know. I'm not trying to act like I'm... you know, a master of political discourse or anything, but I feel like net neutrality is...
Yes, dude.
Finally.
This topic... Okay, well, I don't know how you guys are going to feel about my opinion on it, but I feel like this political topic is probably the most people talking on the internet, or tweeting, basically, about something they don't know anything about and being emotionally
upset.
Dude,
watch what you say, because they could be listening.
The internet.
Honestly, we'll take
anyone.
We'll take any listeners.
I think
this is on the internet, Jeff. Do you realize that? We're on the web.
I think more people are tweeting, like, this topic has more people tweeting about it that have no idea what they're talking about and are just, like, emotional for no reason than anything. It's, like, the most, like, empty, like, people are just like, oh, I like the internet. I don't really understand how this works, but...
What if people do understand?
It makes me mad because people who I trust have said that it's bad. Like, I don't think people have...
You think it's good?
I don't think it's good, but I just don't know enough about the implications of it, or...
I listen to 4 podcasts on it.
Well, then maybe you're entitled to tweet
Drop
about
some
it.
Knowledge on us.
Just feels, it feels like a lot of people who are kind of overstepping their...
This is not part of the segment, but I'm happy to explain net neutrality for anyone who's interested.
Sounds like Jeff needs some explanation.
You're cheesed about people being cheesed about net neutrality?
Mm-hmm.
Thayer, what about...
Also,
how about
3
our
billboards
net
out of Ebbing, Missouri wasn't that good.
This cheese
never would have known from the title.
Wow.
This cheese has gone bad.
Thayer, why don't you explain net neutrality to us real quick?
Okay, real quick, dude. There's ISPs, internet service providers. You got your big ones, Verizon.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. I'm going to list some ISPs. Verizon, AT&T, Comcast. And essentially, they have the infrastructure for the internet. They have all the tubes, if you will, that carries everything. So when a service that is not provided by one of those runs on it, say an Amazon, Netflix or something else, they're like, well, actually, we have our own service they want to offer, so we're going to slow that one down. And if you want to use ours, you're going to have to pay more. So basically, it's like putting down these other services because they're running on the infrastructure of something they built, but that's not in the spirit of the internet. So net neutrality passing essentially gives more control to these ISPs to take over and slow everything down and create a paywall for stuff. And honestly, it hurts a lot of education programs too. So it's just not a good look. It's not in the spirit of the internet, you know, but that's net neutrality for you.
Did you process that, Jeff?
I've heard a lot about it. I still don't necessarily know what the implications are. And I think that people are acting like experts on it a little bit more than they should.
Shots I listen fired. To 4 podcasts. I don't
This is what this segment is about. It's about expressing your maybe not so popular opinions.
Wait, is this about Thayer, Jeff? Are you cheese off at Thayer?
I got cheese off at Thayer for so many reasons.
Is it why you quit improv?
Yeah, because of Thayer. Because he does improv.
It's hard to say if I really do anymore.
Well, I mean, You paid for the cum drink. So,
yeah, you paid this month.
I did pay. That's me. I'm a pay to play. Just like net neutrality.
It's my favorite part of improv is paying.
Yeah, that Venmo. Because you get to text a funny improv coach.
Yes.
You get to text them something. When you Venmo them.
So good.
I use cash.
But you write something funny on it, right?
No, that's a federal crime. You know what? That's cheesing me off. People who write on money, that's awful. That's
gross.
Jeff,
you'd be doing that while you're burping. individual.
I'm writing burp on.
You put a little mustache on George Washington? What if everybody did that? He would have a Fu Manchu. That's not okay.
Chips lid.
Dude, Fu Manchu. Anyone else? A Fu Manchu, that's not cool.
Does anyone else have a grape? Cheese.
Grape.
You know what's cheesing me off? My dryer has this automatic sensor.
Yes.
You get out there, you put your wet clothes. It's a stackable dryer. So I'm taking my wet clothes out of the bottom. I'm putting them up top. And I put automatic. Sure. So it should know when it's dry or at least be reasonably dry. I come back, sopping wet. It's been spinning around there. Oh, it doesn't even dry it. I put it on 60 minutes. Then it's dry. That's old technology.
You got
yes. Yeah. I watch a little program on my dryer. expose, if you will, and then I'm cheesed off about all these issues in our world.
It's a news magazine.
Yeah,
that's
on the television.
That's not 60.
No, that's what you would say.
It's like called a news magazine.
Call it like a television news magazine.
That's what it's called there. Yeah. You're cheesing me
I'm
off.
I'm very anti-com.
Let's get serious. Is there anything worse than wet clothes?
Oh, no, not at all.
Very wet clothes.
I was doing laundry before. Oh, I hope I didn't take it out. Fuck.
I know what's cheesing you off now, Jeff.
I was doing laundry before I left the house today.
Wow.
That's amazing.
That was the most emotion you've shown in so long.
That's amazing.
I was doing laundry before I left the house today, and it wasn't all dry, but there was one piece of underwear that was like a little bit less like fabric-y than the you know, it's like a little bit more like it's
your silk underwear.
It's like my silk underwear. Yeah. It's not silk exactly. It's like a stretchy thing, but it was drier. It was drier faster.
I don't need it on. I don't need.
Have you tried Mack Weldon, July?
I have not.
I feel like it should be your right.
I hear it's good.
I'm a fig leaf kind of guy,
and that's what's cheesing you off. The kookiest. What's cheesing you off? Really, of all time, probably.
But honestly, a popcorn-esque.
it's a lot like popcorn.
Salty.
So this brings us to our final segment of the day. It's called plugs.
The last one was the final.
No, fun little segment.
Okay.
Not a final.
Fun little.
This
segment
is the FS.
Okay.
This is where we talk about things that we want you to see. And you know, I actually do have something to plug, but by the time this goes up, it'll be over.
Expired.
Yeah.
Is it milk?
No. But just so you know, if you're a listener, just so you know, I am putting up a sketch show on Monday for an hour at the Clubhouse in East Hollywood, California. And I just want you to know, if you're a listener of this show, that I am producing comedy and I am making things happen. And even though you won't find out about it before then, just know that that's happening and be proud of me.
Will you tweet about that, Jeff?
I might tweet about it.
And I mean, if you were to say put that up somewhere else at another time, would you tweet about that?
That I would tweet about.
And then where can we find those tweets?
My Twitter, which is at JeffKLive.
Great. What's one of the games from your sketches that you think is so funny?
I don't want to get into that. All right, fine. It's an employee at Toys R Us who doesn't know anything about toys, but she's like nervous. Well, so
how bad at your job? You actually can't do that in improv or sketch.
You would know. You paid the coach.
Anyway, for me, I want to plug boardwalkaudio.com/convinceme. Click on that support our artist button.
That's the funniest site.
And go to Amazon. And you can follow me on Twitter at Ben Castle, CASSIL. Thayer, what do you got going on?
Nothing. Happy Honda Days, everyone.
Ooh, Happy Honda Days.
Oh, Happy Honda Days.
Shout out to Ben Kaplan, was in a Happy Honda Days commercial.
He was.
Oh.
Acquaintance.
No, he's friend of the pod.
Acquaintance.
All right.
July, what do you got going on, dude?
All right. So I got a couple shows coming up.
Yeah.
One on Christmas, one on Christmas Eve, and one on New Year's. I'll be doing stand up at the Purple Onion in San Francisco.
Oh, nice.
I think the third show will be filmed. So. DM me at July Diaz on Twitter.
At any time, it seems.
At any time.
Is this real?
Yeah.
I didn't know you did stand up.
Yeah, I do stand up.
Wow. I thought you were making a joke.
Pull on a leg.
Mm-hmm.
Which would be something with stand up would do. Keep going.
Yeah, so just follow me there for any other dates, or also listen to my podcast, Trends with Benefits.
Alan Sophie took the ice bucket challenge with the new Hamburglar.
That's right.
It's a little preview.
It's a little that preview.
That shock wear addressed to the Super Bowl and something. What's the next
That's
part?
Amazing.
Yeah.
That's the theme.
It's a great theme song.
Do you know the Convince Me theme?
It's Yeah. Here it is.
That voice.
Yoda.
It's Yoda. Jeff burping.
Jeff burping.
It's like
as
a Jim
Yoda.
Henson creation over there.
That's what I love about this pod. It's me, Yoda. It's just like guys hanging out, not knowing when to stop talking.
Yep.
It's me, Yoda. Me love staying laid up.
Yoda, how do you feel about net neutrality?
I think it's good.
What do you think those ISPs are going to take advantage of the new rules and charge more for, say, a YouTube?
I do think that. I also think that Jeff should do more improv.
What do you think is holding Jeff back from getting on that stage with a team?
As one of the good guys of the Force, I think he doesn't believe in himself, and he should believe in the Force, because the Force is in everything, and the world of improv needs him.
Listeners, tweet at us after the show. Should Jeff keep doing improv or go back to doing improv? Base it just off of this episode today.
So if they want you to keep doing improv, say, or go back to improv, say yes. Yes,
if
improv?
You want to, if you want me to go back to improv, text resist to 711 601. July, do you, Yoda, July, do you have anything else to plug?
No, I think that's everything.
I hope that your set of Purple Onion includes the Yoda impression, because I really enjoyed that.
No.
And next time you want to hear something like that that's kind of unusual, next time you want to hear something in general that's kind of out of the ordinary, next time you want to hear something wacky and woodily, come back right here on Convince Me.
Boardwalk Audio Podcast. For more information and shows, visit boardwalkaudio.com. Don't forget to rate and subscribe now.